Good things can happen when you bring innovators from across an agency together with outside talent. That's the goal of Health and Human Services Entrepreneurs in Residence program. It pairs external talent with HHS teams on challenges like modernizing organ tracking systems. Greg Downing is the Executive Director for Innovation at HHS. He joins me now with more on that program. Greg, good morning. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. Greetings from the ID Lab here at HHS.
All right. So to be honest, the word entrepreneur and federal agency, especially a big old one like HHS, you don't normally think of in the same thought. So how does this program work?
Yeah, this is a really exciting opportunity for us. And as some of our leaders here in the past have quoted, there's never been a better time to be an innovator in government and in healthcare in general. There's, as you know, many aspects of government services that are, you know, transformative happening here at HHS, much going on in the healthcare setting, and the pace at which things are happening is incredibly exciting. It's a great vista to get talent into the organization, and very interesting and complex challenges that we face in terms of providing services and technology capabilities. So the Idea Lab here is in the embedded in the Secretary's office, and Secretary Burwell has been a great fan and supporter of innovation in the department, and we work very closely with our operating divisions. Going back to 2012, one of our efforts to enhance innovation opportunities within the department here has been focused on people. And one aspect of this is bringing sort of the fast lanes, if you will, of new talent and experiences and capabilities into work on teams within the organization. So we've done this now for 5 years and really growing in its impact and potential in new areas within within our agencies. Tends to be in new efforts and programs that are sort of coming on board where we need new ideas, or in areas where problems we haven't really actually nailed it with the solutions that we've developed in the past. So joining a great number of teams of internal entrepreneurs, or intrapreneurs as we call them, and be, you know, happy to, you know, spend a few minutes with you sort of describing what it's really like being an entrepreneur inside government, if there's interest in doing that.
Yeah, I was going to ask because, you know, unless you're inside the government, from the outside it always looks like a big bureaucracy, just like big businesses look the same way. And so how do you identify the people that might be good for this, or how do they self-identify? And, you know, how do you define what an entrepreneur in government really is?
Yeah, good question. Initially, you know, we start off with we're fairly selective about what the projects and the issues are that we're trying to tackle internally. A number of them are technically based. Some of them are logistics. You mentioned a couple already. Some of them are in communications and uses of social media and programs to enhance our knowledge base around what consumers and patients and others may need. So, you know, we go through a filtering process here in which the secretary actually, you know, gets the list and identifies the opportunities here. And then we go after, through a variety of networks, you know, talent to meet the specific projects and problems that are out there. We have a few here. I can give you some examples. But it's sort of the great American talent match, if you will, of here's a great new opportunity in government, and we, you know, fast track by bringing them in through our hiring mechanisms here. And, you know, we can go from the identification of the right person to getting them onboarded here in a relatively short time frame, which they come into government, spend a year as a year or two as a federal employee, and in that time, they, you know, really have milestones set out for them that they know that, you know, they're going to have to accomplish X by this Y period of time. So there's nothing like timelines to sort of drive progress in some cases. And there's a spirit, I think, internally that we have within our Idea Lab culture of really engaging a community of entrepreneurs within government now. And it's a great place to come in and sort of network and find ideas and understand the complex problems in health and human services in general from a place where a lot of expertise is here, and you develop your projects and ideas and test them in a way that you can get input from a wide array of expertise within government. And then at the completion of that, either take that idea and go outside and do some new things that we've seen great experiences with, or continue that project internally. So
it seems like the secret sauce here then is identifying the right idea coming from inside and then finding the right outsider that would go well with that idea and with the people inside that want to execute that idea.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we've had good experience in networking from Silicon Valley through United Parcel Service to Intel. You know, many. We have a vast network that we go through in terms of recruiting talent. And we never know where they're going to come from, and we bring the candidates in, have them interview with the teams, and then identify who the best candidates are. And it's been a very successful model, and we've learned a great deal about the entrepreneurial process by sort of infecting these teams with new ideas and perspectives that may come from the business sector, you know, from a wide array of technology capabilities, service side, that sort of thing. So we're particularly in these areas where user-centric designs are really key for designing new platforms or approaches, agile IT development, lean process improvement, all of the, sort of these new modern skill sets that are desperately needed in many aspects of government service.
We're speaking with Greg Downing. He's the Executive Director for Innovation at HHS. And so let's walk through an example of a project that someone came up with internally and who you brought in outside and how they worked it through.
Sure. We've got a number of examples. I'll give you two quick ones. You mentioned at the outset one of our organ transplantation challenges. Here the idea is to match up organs that are being donated for patients that are critically ill, and matching up those the critical information that goes along with them. Basically, it was a logistics issue of transferring information rapidly along with organs that go to different cities and places and different patients. And working with the HRSA Program Division of Transplantation, we recruited David Cartier from United Parcel Service, who worked in logistics and came in and has continued to really innovate with the networks out there and developing a labeling system, an IT system that coordinates the right information at the right time to go along with the organs and really enhance the the delivery rate of getting the right organs and tissues to the right patients. We have another one. Just to give you a quick example, that Paula Braun is an entrepreneur in residence at the CDC in Atlanta, and she's had a background in data science and advanced analytics. And she's been working on a really complex problem about death reporting, which is really important in how we get information into the agency. And she's been looking at how machine learning algorithms can improve the accuracy here. And she's brought in some perspectives from her private sector experience and through the ideas that she had developed a new initiative there that's creating some major improvements in the accuracy of the information that's coming from mortality and death records across the country. So those are a couple examples. We have some new programs that we're recruiting right now that, Tom, I'd love to tell you a little bit about.
Yes, indeed. We've got time.
Great. So one of the ones we're looking for right now is at the Centers for Drug Evaluation Research at FDA. And we're really looking for entrepreneurs with complex technology solutions and business model experience in bringing in new capabilities focused around drug information within oncology at FDA. Really looking for someone with savvy business experience. Might be out there on the phone up this listening this morning who's really looking for that new opportunity. The Center for Program Integrity at CMS up in Baltimore is looking for an entrepreneur with a technical background and experience in helping with IT solutions and providing healthcare providers information back to them about their Medicare beneficiary claims data. And we also have a new project we just launched this week, looking for two entrepreneurs working on systems and data architecture at the disease surveillance at a national level, again with CDC. And so these are great opportunities for people who are maybe in between gigs in the private sector, maybe close their IPA and had a successful venture and now looking for a new experience. An entrepreneur in government can give you great perspectives and certainly a lot of different merits to the output of your work, and the impact can have a great deal of social benefit back to the individual as well in terms of accomplishments. A number of our entrepreneurs who participated in our programs have gone back into the private sector, into leadership positions, and their government, what they tell us is that their government perspective has given them sort of great vision into a very rapid and changing environment in both the private sector's healthcare experiences as well as understanding the applications of technology in a highly oriented marketplace towards consumers. And those experiences that they've got here in government have given them a lot of background on which to build on.
Now, the traditional way to go about some of these problems, say a new database or way of ingesting another data source like mortality, you would go out and put out three competitive bids and you would get the traditional companies coming in, and then it would take $1 billion in 5 years, and maybe it would work, maybe it would not. I mean, that's kind of the government story in many cases. And so how do you convince the contracting people and the traditionalists that you have found a non-traditional player to come in and help the agency, and also a non-traditional process for getting something important finished?
Yeah, and I by no means is this a method that's intended to replace traditional acquisitions. As you know, here in Idea Lab, we've been working on some innovative acquisition programs in our Buyers Club activity. These are really early stage concepts, or existing programs where we really have complex problems that we just need a fresh look at. And in many cases, this is developing a beta or a prototype of an IT application and testing out different methodologies that may be the, sort of the first stage that leads to sort of the concept and design toward an IT system or new sets of tools or apps that might be developed. So it's, I think we really want to emphasize that we're really taking problems at their most granular state and trying to understand the facets of them and bringing in ideas on how to test them. So this is sort of a skunk works, if you will, of really understanding the problems better and testing some new ideas and then going forth with a full-scale acquisition if that's what's really intended.
And just a final question. If you look at the two really big giant initiatives that characterize HHS or the healthcare field right now, it's the changing structure of the industry and the way healthcare insurance is delivered, and that's, through the whole healthcare.gov initiative and all of that, the Affordable Care Act. And the other big thing is the ingestion of technology into the healthcare area, both not just electronic health records, that's a big part of it, but also in the delivery systems and drugs and so forth and prosthetics and all of this. And so do you find that the Entrepreneurs in Residence program seems to track those two big areas, the industrial change in the way healthcare is delivered and also the new technologies coming into healthcare?
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. I think there's no better place to sort of get the broad picture of that. And, from day one, you're totally immersed within, new regulations and new programs and just taking a look at what the Affordable Care Act has promised in terms of the ways in which we use data to support decision-making in healthcare today. This clearly is a new era. My feeling, this is my 23rd year here in the department, and, we've just celebrated this year the 50th anniversaries of the Medicare program and Head Start, and the impact that those have left on the department and the society in general have been very transformative coming back from the Johnson eras. And today we're amidst something very similar, I think, in that the whole aspect of the goals of healthcare and how we're going to get there and delivering better on the promise for improving outcomes in general and the health status of the country, there's no better time to be here. And we don't have all the solutions yet. And that's exactly what Idea Lab and these entrepreneur programs here are designed to do, is to present new ideas and fresh concepts that may be an idea that came from, the finance industry or the travel industry, or new concepts and ways in which we design processes internally, become more efficient, more effective, and give the taxpayers and the beneficiaries of our programs much better services and outcomes. So we're very excited about what these programs could do to help set us on the leading edge for some of those capabilities. and really give the entrepreneur experience of interfacing with some of the best in the country in terms of the capabilities and products and services that are emerging out there now. Very exciting time.
All right. Craig Downing is the Executive Director for Innovation at Health and Human Services. Thanks so much for joining us with that great update.
Great. Thanks, Tom.